Hey everybody.
We're back.
Oh man, we're back. Welcome to the Bless Your Heart podcast bonus episode.
First ever.
Oh man, I don't know if we'll do any more of these bonus episodes or not, but it could be our first and last. We'll see.
Courtney has severe anxiety over this.
So I'm Courtney.
And I'm Carrie.
And if you haven't listened to our latest episode, go check that out before you listen to our bonus episode.
It's amazing.
That's pretty good. We had some special guests on there, so that was really fun.
Yes, go meet our friends.
Yeah. But we also talk about the boxes, and so that's kind of what spurred this bonus episode.
So here's the thing, whether or not people like to admit it, I don't care who you are. As soon as somebody walks into a room and you look at them for the very first time, every single person in the entire world makes a snap judgment. And if you say that you don't, then you're lying. And everybody does. I mean, now, my thing is, it's kind of like what you do with that snap judgment that kind of defines you. Or if you let yourself not do anything based on the snap judgment and let somebody else kind of, I guess not, I don't want to say prove themselves.
Okay.
But just kind of like give them a chance to show you who they are and so that you're not going based on their snap judgment. Does that make sense?
Which is opposite of what I do. Is that what you're trying to say?
No. No. I'm just saying, like, in general, just, like,
okay,
in life.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
yeah, okay.
Everybody makes a snap judgment, but I think it's what you do after that.
Yeah.
That matters.
Right.
So, like, if somebody's snap judgment is what you go on for, like, ever, then it's probably not the best route. But
true.
Some people do.
Okay.
But also people change.
Yes.
So.
True.
So we kind of we talked a little bit about snap judgments. Kind of mostly joking. But so Courtney does this thing. I can just, let me just explain Courtney to you guys.
I love how I can just sit here and listen in on how you're going to describe me.
I am
going
to describe you.
I appreciate this because then that means I don't have to.
Right. Oh, that's a cute blanket. Sorry. I'm looking at the IKEA catalog.
Our bonus episode is also very relaxed and chill. So
I'm looking at the IKEA catalog.
Maybe a little distracted.
It's super cute and it's only $4.99.
I'm telling you, you need to go to IKEA.
I've never been to IKEA, guys. No. No, that's right. I've never been to IKEA.
Oh my gosh, we have to go.
We should go.
And then we can podcast about it.
Oh my goodness,
we can talk about it. Not even a road trip. It's here.
It's
in town.
North Lake. I live in Waxhaw.
It's not North Lake.
It's kind of near North Lake.
Yeah,
kind of. Okay, so she's sidetracking because she doesn't want to talk about it. So Courtney does this thing, and I will say she's come. I mean, not that it's like even a bad thing, but people have the opportunity to change, and that's the best part of all.
Yes.
So Courtney, when she meets somebody, she kind of analyzes them and just puts them in a box. And then I guess the hard part is, though, is that once they're in the box, they don't necessarily are able to get out. And it's hard for that person to get out of this box. And so, like,
okay,
for
wait, stop. Okay.
But for example, like, what are some of the boxes?
Okay, well, first of all, we have to realize that the boxes are not real.
Okay.
Okay, they're in my mind.
I don't think we had to explain that, but okay.
Sometimes there may be people listening that take who things literally. Need to understand that. Okay.
So for instance, like, one of the boxes is...
One of the boxes would be, like, class clown.
Right.
Another one may be a super nice person.
Right.
They're very vague,
right.
But...
So they're not necessarily, like, bad things, like... Oh, this is the meanest person in the whole universe, and
right.
I don't want to talk to them. It's
right.
Nothing like that. It's just like, so like when you first meet them, and they're super funny, and they make a lot of jokes, you're like, okay, so this person's probably the class
mm-hmm.
clown.
Yeah.
Got it.
Which brings some, like, if I was to put someone in the class clown box, then it would basically say, okay, you're the class clown, I can come to you when I'm ready to have fun and laugh, but we're not going to be close friends, because that's not my personality
right.
type.
Which isn't bad.
Right. It's just...
You don't have to mess with
it's
everybody.
Almost a defense mechanism in a way.
To keep you from getting hurt and to getting to know people super closely.
I feel like this is like a counseling therapy
I'm
session.
I'm just saying.
And
I take checks. Make sure you spell my name right.
So, but okay. But also, too, now that I have... I just said also, too. I realized
that's redundant.
That, yep.
And repetitive. You should get that. Sorry.
Ooh, I like that.
Sorry, she crochets and this is like a knitting basket.
Oh, yeah, another fun fact about me. I crochet. So basically, I am a judgmental old lady.
I was about to say the same thing. She is a judgmental old woman. Just leave Courtney be in her old spinster apartment. She'll be fine.
This is really derailing.
As she crochets and watches the Panthers game.
Oh my gosh. You can't crochet and watch Panthers at the same time. You gotta yell at the screen and
she gets very into
analyze it.
Okay. I look at the IKEA magazine.
So, I guess I've come to realize that there's only a handful of personality types. I don't want to say a handful, right. But there's a lot of repetition among people.
Right.
Which makes sense. We see it in different tests. We see it in different books. There's different things that, you know, we...
But, like, this is true. This isn't, like, you...
Right. So
analyzing people. Like, this is accurate. Right. There are personality tests. So, there's, like, what, 6 personality types, and you're one of those 6.
Right. So typically. Then...
You can be a combination, but typically you fall into one category.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So that's why, like, I have general boxes, and it's not everyone gets their own box. You kind of get grouped into. So if I knew someone in the past, I would name a box after that person and just throw everybody into that category. So if I had, like, for instance, someone named Tom in my life, and I found other people who reminded me of Tom, I would immediately throw them into the Tom box,
right,
or bucket, I guess.
See, my thing is I feel like everybody does this. They just don't realize that they do it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because it's like, because then you meet people who have similar personalities, and like, not even in a gossiping kind of way, you would just be like, oh, hey, you know so-and-so? They really remind me of Tom, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's not like positive or negative, but it's just...
I can see that. Yeah.
Hey, they remind me of so-and-so.
Yeah. But it will happen within the first few seconds of when I meet someone. I will quickly throw them into a box, and then I'm very good at making decisions and sticking with it. And so... Once I make that decision of which box you fall into, you're going to stick there for a long time until...
You prove them, or they prove you wrong.
Right, until I get to know them. But again, that takes time. So if I never truly get to spend time with someone and get to know them, they stay in that box.
For better or worse.
Forever, basically.
Yeah.
So but like, I mean... Like, Carrie moved out of her box.
Right, but again, that happens, though. Like, if you only meet somebody in passing... I mean, whether or not it's intentional, you judge that person in passing, and
right,
then if you never get to know them, the only thing you have to go based on them is that 5-minute judgment of,
right,
this is how they appeared to me.
Yeah.
So again, I don't think it's really negative or positive. I think
good,
it's just how people analyze people.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, you can talk about my box. I don't mind. Because I think, so Courtney put me in the standoffish box, and here's the thing about me, which it did not hurt my feelings whatsoever. It really didn't. I laughed, and I was like, I mean, that makes sense.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
Given the opportunity, if someone was, like, I think at church they even tried to put me on, like, the welcoming committee, and I was like, absolutely not. I do not want to be on the welcoming committee. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm a nice person.
Right.
And I'll be the first person to tell you that I'm a nice person. And then at the same time, I'm also going to be the first person to tell you I am not a nice person in the point that, like, I don't need to be on the welcoming committee. I am not a... I'm not a warm and fuzzy, like...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just not a warm and fuzzy kind of person until I am close to you and, like, you're one of my people.
Mm-hmm.
And so if, like, you're not one of my people, then I'm not going to be a close and fuzzy, like, warm and fuzzy,
right,
happy-go-lucky kind of person around you.
Right,
and
yeah,
so until you're, like... And that's just, I guess, me being judgmental of other people. But, like, until you're in, like, that group for me... I will come across standoffish, and it's not me intentionally being standoffish, but it's just me not liking to talk to new people that I don't know.
Right, yeah.
And part of that is what people don't understand about me is I'm actually fairly is an understatement. I'm an introvert by every definition,
mm-hmm,
and my work requires me to be an extrovert.
Yeah,
so then when
that's
I'm
draining.
Not at work... I'm very introverted, and I'm very withdrawn, and I'm very much to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, especially when I meet new people, you know, Courtney's going to introduce herself and be like, hi, I'm Courtney. And I'm going to say, hi, I'm Carrie. Maybe carry on a 5-minute conversation. And then I'm going to, and not because Courtney did anything, but I'm going to walk away and start talking to somebody that I do know,
mm-hmm,
simply because I'm not comfortable talking to somebody I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
In a non-work setting.
Right.
Now, in a work setting, oh, shoot, I talk to every single person. And because I work in retail, like, I don't want to say I'm required, But I'm kind of required to talk to every single person that I walk by.
Yeah.
And just like, hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? And then people always end up flagging me down and trying to have conversations. And then I get stopped. And next thing I know, I'm having like a 30-minute deep conversation with a complete stranger.
Yeah.
And so then it's just really draining. And so then when I'm in like my own comfortable setting, talking to somebody new, no offense to the new people, is just not something that I want to do.
Yeah.
So... so Courtney put me in a standoffish box, which was fine, because I was. It wasn't intentional. It was just, I don't know her, so I'm not going to talk to her.
Yeah.
But I changed, right?
You did.
I'm not in the standoffish box anymore, guys.
You did change.
So. When did it change? When did I get out of my box?
May. No, April.
April of this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, let's go over the timeline here. When did I meet you? was it 2 years ago?
It was probably January 2016. January, February 2016.
Wait, was I in the group then?
Yeah.
Okay, I hadn't been in the group for very long. Sorry, I'm going over the timeline in my head. Yeah. So...
it was more than two. It was like...
yeah, because I was in the group, like... because Keith and I just had a friendship thing on Facebook, and that was 3 years ago.
Okay.
So, that would be accurate.
Yeah.
So, guys, January, February 2016, I got put in a box, and in April of 2018, I got taken out of the box.
And then we started a podcast.
What was in April?
Bachelorette party for Taylor.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. Clearly, I don't remember. Gotcha. That's when we poured out our heart to each other.
Yeah.
Even at the retreats before where we roomed together? Really?
Yeah.
Now that's hurtful.
No, okay. Well, I wouldn't say that you were, like, still in the standoffish box. It was more like, hey, I think this girl's just going to be an acquaintance. We're not really going to be friends.
Right. That happens.
You know?
I mean, that happens.
And it's not like we were, like, mean towards each other either.
Oh, no.
It was just...
let the record show, like, Courtney and I have never been anything but nice to each other the entire time.
It was just we never were really around each other. We didn't really hang out with each other. And
our circles just didn't coincide for a while.
So we were just acquaintances and... yeah.
Which... I mean, it was fine. Like I said, she
has regret that she wasn't friends with me before now.
Whatever. Okay, so if that's how this is going to play. I would like to say that I never thought Courtney was standoffish ever. I always thought she was nice.
Aww.
I wanted to get to know her and hang out with her, but my work schedule, like as crazy as it is, it's not on Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So I would only get to see her at certain, like, group church outings.
Yeah.
And so, and if I didn't, for some reason, like, sit next to her at dinner kind of thing, then, like, we didn't talk.
Right.
And so, and then again, if you're going to choose between sitting next to an acquaintance and sitting next to a really close friend, like, obviously you're going to sit next to your close friend.
Picks a friend, yeah.
Right. So, again, feelings not hurt. I just understood that our circles didn't coincide. Yeah. And I was like, all right, whatever. There's just some people that you're just not meant to be super close with. And here we are.
So, anyways, yeah, that's just a little bit about me. I guess if you're close and you want to know what box you're in,
you can ask.
You can ask. I may not answer.
But... so, I do have a question. And you don't have to, like, go into detail. Like, it can just be, like, a yes or no.
Okay.
Have you ever put someone in, like, a really, really wrong box and got proven wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do they get out of the box?
Oh, yeah, they'd have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't just, like, out of stubbornness keep them in their box?
Oh, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just curious.
Unless they, like, truly hurt me or done me wrong.
Right.
Then I would. And, you know.
And that's different.
There has to be that level of grace as well.
Sure.
Because, like you said, people can change. But if I've been really hurt by them, I mean,
it's human nature, but you can't reconcile.
Right. It's human nature to... wrestle with forgiveness, I feel like, and so
sure,
that's something that would definitely have to occur before
I think people today too, which is a whole different podcast. I think people blur the line between forgiveness and reconciliation,
mm-hmm.
and they feel like if you forgive them, I feel like people think that forgiveness and reconciliation is the same,
mm.
and I think that's why a lot of people don't forgive, because they feel like if they forgive, then that's their way of. So, like, for me, like, how like, much out of habit when someone's like, oh, I'm sorry, and your immediate response is like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
And I remember one time having a conversation with my dad, and my dad being like, it's okay that it's not okay.
Yeah.
And it just, like, it kind of struck a chord with me where I'm like, wow, I've just been so, oh, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's okay. You know, and just I finally realized where I can say, like, when they apologize or they ask for forgiveness, I can say, I forgive you. It's not okay, but I forgive you.
Right.
And we can go from there. And then there's some people that you just can't reconcile with.
Yeah.
You know, you can forgive them. They can ask for forgiveness and you can forgive them, but there's no reconciliation of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you're not meant to stay connected with everybody.
Right.
Especially if it's somebody that has, like, time and time again hurt you.
Right. Toxic.
Right. And it's just a toxic, yeah. I mean, not even necessarily like a romantic relationship. It's just a toxic friendship. A toxic acquaintance, right? Just a toxic anything. You know, you can say, I forgive you, but this relationship is done.
Yeah, that happened in college.
Yeah. That's happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
And it just kind of is what it is. It sucks and it hurts, but
yeah,
it is just kind of a part of life. But, but people get out of their boxes and that's all that matters.
They do. Yeah.
That's good.
And if you put people in boxes, let us know that I'm not alone.
Tell us the name of your boxes.
Yeah. And
have you ever, like, put somebody in, like, a really wrong box? And then they just proved you wrong and they turned out to be, like, the greatest person ever.
Yeah.
Or you put them in, like, a really great box and then they turned out to be, like, the worst person ever.
There's a lot of options.
I know.
For what you can do with the boxes.
There's so many. What other things do you do with your boxes, guys? Yeah. Pinterest.
Do you pack them? Move them away? Put them in storage?
Do your ears hang low? Do you know what
I'm doing for? So, anyways, hope you enjoyed this bonus episode.
Not too sure if we're going to do more of these, but our other episode was clearly running a little bit long and people wanted to know about the boxes. So we were just like, okay, guys, we'll just make a little snippet afterwards. And
hopefully you enjoy it. Let us know.
But we'll probably do a road trip to IKEA and then you guys will hear my reaction. I'm digging this blanket though.
IKEA is awesome.
It's kind of pretty and it's in my
shameless plug for IKEA. So, okay.
I don't like their bags though.
Well, with the blue bags. I don't know. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.